WSLR 96.5 LPFM in Sarasota. Thanks again to Dave and Richard for the Eclectic Blender. And you can hear Dave and Richard again next Thursday from 7 to 9 a.m., which, as they said, will be Christmas Eve already, good Lord. And you just heard, they just played us out with Take It Out Back by Jack Williams. My name is Emily, and you're listening to Truly Sustainable Sarasota. The first guest today in the studio is Jasmine McAllister, and Jasmine is from modernhippiemag.com, which is a very interesting online resource. So, Jasmine, good morning.
Hello.
Tell us a little about the magazine.
Well, it, as you mentioned, it's an online source for healthy, green, hip living. So anything that runs the gamut for health, beauty, fashion, home, family, kids, anything that you can think to have an alternate product or service that's green, we try and cover it on the magazine.
And how long has it been around?
Well, you know, we kind of started this off the cuff back in February because I was looking for an opportunity to voice some of the things that I was finding for our home life, eco-friendly products. And it wasn't until about August that I started to take it seriously when I realized that other people were reading it.
And what exactly is featured? And is it, it's totally online, right? There's no published
things?
Totally online,
things. Exactly. I don't think I could get any more eco-friendly than that.
And so what kind of things do you feature?
Well, we try and feature products that are for the home. Obviously, if you're using something that's mainstream and you're looking for an alternative to that, then we try and feature products like that. But also in fashion, you know, we hear a lot about organic cotton and bamboo and things like that. So we try and feature companies that are bringing out products like that. But it could be anything, you know, we just did a video feature on how to make soy candles, which are very easy to do. But, you know, there are a lot of things that are out there that people don't recognize are either they're sustainable or they're eco-friendly or they're green some way, shape, or form. So that we're trying to just make that more easily accessible.
So you say that you did the magazine online, as that's obviously very sustainable. You're not chopping down trees. So are you focusing mainly on online businesses or local businesses or just the whole runs the gamut?
We are running the gamut. I mean, we did a video project that we interviewed Andrea Rankin when she was doing Jake's Downtown on Main Street. So she's a local business, but obviously the company Life is Good, they're all about living consciously and they're using some organic fabric. So we did a video feature for her. We did a video feature with someone locally who has a rooftop garden, which we thought was extremely interesting. But also we are covering products and companies that are international. You know, obviously in Europe they're doing a lot of things with sustainable products and beauty cosmetics. So we're covering companies that are international as well.
So where do you see the magazine going from here?
Well, initially, because I started it as my personal voice in my eco journey and finding products and things like that, but it's we're trying to morph it more into a community of writers and people who come together and they want to share their eco journey as well, whether that's a product or service or an idea, living consciously or what have you. So we want it to be an interaction with writers coming in and contributing to the online source, but also for people who want to engage. They want to leave a comment. They have something to say, or maybe they have a question that we can answer. So we're trying to make it like more of an online community.
So it's not just a resource for seeing where you can buy cruelty-free makeup or something like that?
No. I mean, if you're looking for a product, hopefully it's something we've covered or something that you can find on the site. But, yeah, if you have an idea or just a thought or something like that, we want you to be able to come on and comment and maybe we can follow up. And we want to have an interchange. We don't want this to be, you know, a bunch of talking heads talking at people and telling them what they should do, because that's also not what a modern hippie, you know, that's not what it's about. We're trying to make people understand that you're probably more of a hippie than you think you are.
Uh-huh.
If you're just doing one, say there are 10 criteria of how to be a hippie or how to be sustainable or how to be eco-friendly, you might be doing two of those 10 criteria. Well, guess what? Hey, to break it to you, you're a modern hippie. And so that's what we're trying to have people understand, that, you know, it's about doing small things. It doesn't have to be a whole lot, you know, and we're trying to make it fun.
I noticed also on your page, your homepage, you have a list of different contributors.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them I saw was an acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. So you have to, how do they contribute to the magazine?
Well, again, because this was something that, you know, I started off the cuff, I basically sought out my friends and said, please write for me. but I had a few, Dr. Ricardo, who is our acupuncturist, he found me on Facebook, obviously, but Ellie Campbell, who is an amazing photographer, is a really good friend of mine, and she was also the editor for Positive Change magazine not so long ago. So it just really depends. I'm having people that find us on Facebook, I'm having people that go directly to the site who have a voice, and then we go out. You know, I do a lot of research online looking at other green or eco-friendly websites, and when I find someone who, you know, is vibing with us and I like the way they're writing, or, you know, something they've talked about or discussed, then I might send them a message and say, hey, you want to join us? Come on. We need some more eco peeps. So it really depends, but we're trying to make sure that we have a good coverage of the voices that you see in here on Modern Hippie Mag.
And I see also you have a contests page, which is rather fun. What's that about?
Well, you know, when we find a product that we've used or we found or maybe even been sent to us by a company that we think is pretty outstanding, well, we want to give other people an opportunity to experience as well. So, you know, a contest, it's not a whole lot of, you know, you got to run through hoops to get the stuff, but it's basically just trying to get people involved and get them, you know, familiar with some of the different products out there. And if we have something that we feel that, you know what, we just want people to have it, then we'll have a giveaway. So it's not really difficult to get some free stuff.
Well, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous idea. I've been to the website. There's certainly a lot of different resources on there. And so anyone who wants to maybe contribute an article, you're open to that as well? You take submissions like
by
that?
By all means, please, please, please. Please contribute. We want to have as many people participating as well. You know, even with the people that are already participating, we want people to read other people's stuff and say, hey, you know what, that was really cool. You know, and start that conversation so it's not just one-sided.
So the website is Modern Hippie...
It's modernhippiemag.com.
Mag.com. And there's a link on there, obviously, to contact you if people want to.
Yes.
And also a great resource coming up to Christmas and present buying time. That's probably a good place also to find some different stuff and sustainable.
Yeah, we actually, over the last few weeks, we started something called a Green Giving Guide, and having people understand that giving during the holidays doesn't necessarily mean giving of a gift. It could be giving of your time. It could be donating to a charity, but also a resource for finding eco-friendly and green products. And we've been doing that over the last 3 weeks. So it's been your Green Giving Guide Volumes 1, 2, 3, and we're going to do 4 probably the end of this week.
Well, good. It sounds wonderful. And what are your plans for the future, just to keep expanding as you are?
Keep expanding, getting more people involved, getting more writers. Who knows? Maybe we'll franchise it.
It's wonderful. And you are a locally based company?
Yes, we're located in Sarasota.
Great. Well, thank you very, very much. Do you have any other things to say about it?
No, I just really want a lot of people to get involved and understand that, like I said, you're probably more of a modern hippie than you think. And if you don't quite understand if you are or not, check out modernhippie.mag.com.
modernhippie.mag.com. Okay, well, thank you very, very much, both of you, for coming in. And you had a silent partner here who's filming us, which is a little disconcerting. You have a YouTube site, too?
We do. We have a YouTube site. We have a Vimeo site. So any of the video profiles that we've had online, you can find them on the site, but you can also find them on YouTube and on Vimeo.
How do you find them on YouTube?
It's Modern Hippie Mag on YouTube as well.
And that's where people can learn to make soy candles?
Yes.
Good. Well, that sounds like a good, healthy practice.
It is.
Or possibly a moneymaker.
And pretty easy to make, actually. I had no idea just how easy it was, but Steve, my silent videographer here, was our main feature person doing the candles, and he's made several, and they've turned out really well.
Really? Just a quick tip on how do you make soy candles? Do you literally melt soybeans?
No, you get the soy wax. It comes shaved. And
we can't hear you.
You just get the shaved soy wax, and you melt it down, and then you add your fragrance and your colors, and put it in a jar and add a wick, and that's it.
Where does soy wax come from?
I bought it from a place called Candle Science, but there are other places you can get it.
But originally, where does it come from? Literally from the soybeans?
Soybeans, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, from soy.
Well, good. So definitely we'll check out modernhippiemag.com. And thanks again for coming in. Have a wonderful holiday period.
Thank you.
I was going to say Christmas, but I think you're not allowed to say that anymore or something. I don't know.
Well, we really appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, thanks for coming in. And we're going to be talking to Dr. George Carlo soon, so if you stay tuned, I'll just take a music break, and then George will be here talking about, I think, the whole, well, politics definitely, but we're going to talk about the healthcare fiasco that is or isn't. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes.